damn it!
Raisando swore viciously as his foremast went over the side. His main topgallant mast went with it, and Rockerai wallowed at the sudden loss of sail area. The abrupt disappearance of the headsails made bad infinitely worse. Their most important function was to counterbalance her rudder and mizzen during maneuvers. With them gone, she fell off even more quickly than Grand Vicar Morris had. Shield altered course as well, preparing to swoop down on Rockerai and finish her off, but Bedard charged forward to intercept her as Captain Krall interposed his ship between her and his own damaged flagship. Jean Powell staggered, all but knocked off his feet, as one of his quarterdeck marines slammed into him. For a moment, he thought the corporal had been hit, but only for a moment. Just long enough for the marine to shove him out of the way of the toppling mizzen. The falling mast crushed at least three other members of Dart's crew, and the galleon staggered almost as badly as her captain had. Like the upper sections of the mainmast before it, the mizzen plunged over the side, dragging at the crippled ship, and once more, axes and cutlasses flashed amid the wreckage. Powell took one heartbeat to slap the marine on the shoulder in acknowledgement and thanks, then turned back to the battle as HMS Guardsman and HMS Prince of Dolar charged up to complete Dart's destruction. Captain Martin Germain couldn't see what was happening ahead of the Dolaran flagship. In fact, he couldn't see much of anything through the choking smother of gunsmoke. It was everywhere, blinding, watering eyes, tearing at noses and lungs. Despite frequent gunnery practices, he truly hadn't realized until this moment just how thick and totally obscuring the smoke from so many cannon was going to be. But he could still make out the ghost-like, foggy shape of the target he'd been closing in upon for so long. "Fire!" he shouted, and Prince of Dolar's first broadside ripped into Dart. An entire section of Dart's midships bulwark disintegrated. Two of her carronades were dismounted, and another 23 of her crew were killed or wounded. Captain Powell staggered into the carnage, shouting orders through a throat that felt ripped raw, lending his own hands to clear away the wreckage.
"She can't take a lot more," he thought. "She just can't."
"Stand to your guns, boys," he heard himself shouting. "Hammer the bastards!"
The enemy's fire was finally beginning to falter, Mardai Saigon thought, and about damn time, too. Now that his own guardsman and Prince of Dolar had gotten to grips with her, the Carizian galleon had been engaged against all five members of Captain Raisando's squadron, and she'd given as good as she'd gotten to all of them.
"They may be frigging heretics," Saigon thought harshly, "but they've got Chihira's own guts. Not that it's going to do them much good very much longer."
"Pound her!" he shouted. "Pound the bitch!"
Germain watched Dart's mizzen crumple, and, like Saigon, he realized it was only a matter of time now. He still didn't know what was going on at the head of the line, but with three Dolaran galleons against a single Carizian, he wasn't too concerned about that. No, that was up to Raisando, Krall, and Rosail. He and Saigon had their own kraken to land, and...
"Fire as you bear!"
It had taken far too long, but Arnald Stewart felt his lips draw back in a hunting dragon's grin. The smoke and the Dolaran's concentration on Dart and Shield had concealed Squall's approach. He hadn't been able to see the enemy much better than they could have seen him, assuming they'd been looking, but he'd steered by what he could see of their mastheads. Now, leaning dangerously to the wind with all sail set to the royals, Squall came charging out of the smoke, erupting almost directly across Prince of Dolar's stern at a range of barely 30 yards. Gunport by gunport, all down her starboard side, double-shotted new model Krakens and 30-pounder carronades bellowed. There were 18 guns in that broadside. They hurled 36 carefully aimed iron balls, each 6 inches in diameter, down the full length of Prince of Dolar's decks. The Dolaran galleon's stern windows disintegrated, and round shots screamed the full length of her gun deck, killing gunners, dismounting weapons. Martin Germain never had time to realize what had happened before one of those round shot tore him in half. Another dismounted three of Prince of Dolar's quarterdeck guns. That single broadside killed or wounded a third of the galleon's entire crew, and, even worse, one shot smashed into her tiller head, and her wheel spun loosely as her rudder flapped freely. With no way to steer, she fell off, pivoting to point her bow straight downwind.
"Hard a larboard," Stewart snapped, "in royals and courses."
Acknowledgements came back, and the wheel spun to the left as the topman, poised aloft, started fisting in the canvas. Squall's rudder kicked to the right, and the ship turned sharp to starboard. Her speed had carried her past Prince of Dolar, and her new heading brought her swinging back around onto a southwesterly heading.
"Hands to sheets and braces! Back the main topsail!"
With so many men tending to her sails, Squall had only enough men to man a single broadside, but she slowed abruptly as the main topsail was thrown aback. It reduced her speed even more quickly, steadying her up just as Prince of Dolar fell completely off the wind and pointed her bow into Squall's starboard broadside.
"Fire!"
Another broadside ripped into the staggering Dolaran. There was no way for Stewart to know how devastating his two broadsides had been. Prince of Dolar was obviously badly hurt, yet there was no time to finish her off. Guardsman was still furiously engaged against Dart. Stewart couldn't even tell if the Dolaran galleon realized what had just happened to her consort, and Dart's fire was beginning to falter.
"Larboard your helm,"
he commanded once more, and Squall came sweeping still further around, taking the wind on her starboard bow.
"Brace round the main topsail, Master Maldin. Hands to the larboard battery there!"